Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Something that's brewing now, because we're getting closer to figuring out how to stop the war, how to stop the carnage, the spending, and everything else in Ukraine. So yesterday, this is cut three on CNN. Harry Eaton had a look at how American voters feel essentially about Ukraine, what we've done there. You know, the bottom line for some time here, I think, with listeners has been we've done a lot. So, you know, this continued spending, the obvious when we review this corruption, Ukraine is as corrupt as any place you're going to find. Today it comes out that the USAID set up all these fake media satellites to propagandize in Ukraine. So listen to Eaton on this. And I'm going to ask you a question, though, about what President Trump said, which is a bridge too far, which let's take a sober look at what a pathological threat to the world Putin is. He's a stone cold killer. You got to put that into the equation, too. Here's the poll from CNN on Ukraine.
Holy Toledo. Look at this trend line here. U.S. support for Ukraine is too much. Back when the war began, back in February of 2022, it was just 7%. Up like a rocket ship. My goodness. Up now in February of 2025 to 41%. And the clear majority of Republicans, and of course, Republicans are in charge of the U.S. government now, 62% of Republicans say that the U.S. support for Ukraine is too much. What a difference from just 3 years ago. I can remember, John, all those backyards in the United States with those Ukrainian flags. Far fewer of them today, as Americans' opinions on Ukraine have changed dramatically.
What about opinions of the Ukrainian president?
Right. You know, obviously, if you would expect changes amongst the public on feelings towards Ukraine, feelings towards Zelensky have changed also dramatically. Look at this. Confident Zelensky will do the right thing when it comes to world affairs. Back in 2022, it was the clear majority, 72% through the floor. Through the floor in by 2024, just 48% of Americans say that they're confident that Zelensky will do the right thing when it comes to world affairs. And GOP confidence has also plummeted dramatically. Now the clear majority of Republicans are not confident that Zelensky will do the right thing when it comes to world affairs.
All right, and I think that's accurate. I think that's where we've come, and there are a million reasons why. I just gave you a few. We had on internationally really prominent a few weeks ago, a guy named Robert Amsterdam, who is in Ukraine because of the shutdown of various churches, church groups, Orthodox, etc., by Zelensky. There's a lot of baggage. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of money. But Even Maria Bartiromo today, and I share this, Ukraine didn't start this. So I don't know. Hasn't President Trump established, haven't we established that, look, we've gone way overboard here to try to help Ukraine, to spend money, et cetera. There's been a lot of corruption. Zelensky is not exactly George Washington. And then on the other side, though, do we have to say that Ukraine started this war? Do we have to deny? Look, I realize the way the world is. You have any number of just singular dictators out there. But I get the idea. You got to do business with Putin, ultimately. But the idea that Ukraine started the war. This is just, if you believe that, 855-83, on what pretense? Well, Russia felt threatened. Oh, come on. Give me a break here. Stop it already. We know what started it. The weakness of Biden and Putin being what Putin is, and Biden's weakness, you put those two things together, and you're going to get Putin on the prowl to grab whatever he can. That's what he's about. Check your teapot. Check your plutonium. That's what he is. He is stone cold evil. That's what you're facing. And when you have someone that weak as the entire Biden administration, you're going to provoke things like this. But the support for Ukraine in the sense in the beginning of, look, we see what the threat is here. Let's do what we can. That was well taken. So in what universe do you have to believe that?
And I think I have the power to end this war. And I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed, and no city would have been demolished, and not one dome would have been knocked down. But they chose not to do it that way.
Okay, so look, they ought to be involved in this. If you're going to get buy-in of the Ukrainians, we've done a lot here, a lot. Why do we have to continue, though, to believe this fiction? Let's look at reality. I don't know how that helps negotiating with Putin either, to claim that the Ukrainians were the ones that started this. Russia felt threatened. Oh, boo-hoo. Stop it already here. You know, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. We got to box this guy in. We have to show strength. We have to deal with it. I want to take calls right now. If the 855-839-1210. You want to get in right now. You tell me instantly. Don't wait. Is that your instinct? How in the world did Ukraine start this? You really don't believe that. The real narrative for this is there's a lot of corruption there. There's a lot of different, that CNN poll is accurate. That's how Americans feel. And we spent an awful lot here. In addition to the baggage, we're going to see Elon Musk yesterday talking about how much we gave to the Taliban and still might be doing that. So, yeah, those are all facts. But I think moving forward, we got to move away from this Putin stuff and the idea that he didn't see the opportunity and pounced on it with Biden there. 855-839-1210. All right. Yesterday, a lot of great stuff, unbelievable stuff on Larry Krasner. I took a look at it last night, and the headlines today in Philadelphia. Krasner, you talk about the grandiosity. He really believes, at least what he's pitching, we're going to see a massive turnout of his voters. That's going to inspire everyone in 2026 to defeat Republicans, which will then stop Trump because we'll have a divided. He'll lose the Senate or the House or something like that. That's a grand plan. That's what he wrote. How blatant. It shows he's on the ropes a bit here, too, facing this judge. So several people texted me, and we've kind of touched on this before. I was thinking, what the heck are people in Bucks County a little bit worried about? I wouldn't say this guy is a Larry Krasner. He's more like a Stolsteimer. And Stolsteimer may be showing his true colors now. I mean, Stolsteimer,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Stolsteimer is a very liberal DA out in Delaware County, but he's not Larry Krasner. Well, a guy named Joe Kahn.
My name is Jack Stolzarmen, not Larry Krasner.
Thank you. We got that straight. A guy named Joe Kahn, K-H-A-N, not C-O-N, ran against Krasner way back when. He ran for attorney general, and he's been poised now, people tell me, out in Bucks County. He will run for DA out there. In an interview he gave when he ran against Krasner, he said Philadelphia needs a progressive DA, and he's that progressive DA. He talked glowingly about things like sanctuary cities. He talked about all these diversion programs of one sort or another of letting people out of jail. Now, the Republican that he's running against is well regarded. I just thought I'd get ahead of all this stuff because I could tell that despite, and she may come on today, despite the record of this Republican, and despite everything else, this guy is kind of the darling. He just got a big award from Bob Harvey, and Diane Merseglia, the commissioner. They love this guy. Now, that ought to tell you enough right there. So I want to be the warning before we get to a point where it's, you know, kind of late in the game here, to put the importance of this race, because we're always looking at the suburbs. How the heck does this stuff happen? Now, this is the purple or red of the suburbs, maybe mainly red, Bucks County. Could it happen there? Well, it doesn't appear like it's imminent, but anything's possible with this. Stolzheimer beat a very qualified Republican over in Delaware County. Now, Delaware County.
You are in error. And what you should probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts.
The blogs, yeah. So, Delaware County is not as red, certainly, as Bucks County. So, Joe Kahn, that ought to be easy for her. He's going to con you and tell you he's not Larry Krasner. We'll run. And I think you have a pretty tough race out in Bucks County. This is where the suburbs have gone. And after hearing Krasner yesterday, my God, if he's not defeated, you can just imagine the reign of terror in the third, the three-peat, what that will be like. All right, so we got Ukraine.
Okay, and that president has been endorsed two times by the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, God, this guy.
it's a little bit of a new one. So the other part to this is that let me go back to Ukraine for a moment. Do you really believe that somehow or another Ukraine caused Russia to do what? So let's just, as we go into this Ukrainian stuff, let's keep the narrative straight. We did a lot. There was a lot of corruption. Biden's weakness intrigued Putin to do what he's about, cold-blooded, thirsty killer. Extreme. Somebody in the world be better off without. We all know it, right? And yet, we're now talking Ukraine did something. Now, not necessarily the best prosecution of the war and all that, I get that. They didn't do anything. Putin wanted to gobble up that territory. That's what he's about. If he senses weakness, now that's one of the major features of the President Trump, that's not going to happen on his watch, and I don't think it will. But Putin plays the long game. If he gets somebody else in there, another Democrat, he'll do the same thing. Maybe he'll test NATO at some point. That's the way he operates. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, yesterday, Scott Presser was on the show and made the point. By the way, he was in Chester County last night. They're like, what, 4,700 votes away from flipping Chester County back to being red from blue. Could that happen before the election in November? Yeah, I think that's doable. And it's around 89,000 were down, Republican to Democrat, across the state of Pennsylvania. If you would tell me we would even get to that point, I would say not impossible, but that's highly improbable. So I was thinking of the word improbable after Presler yesterday. Wanted to get from you today on the side question, and it could be anything. It could be an event or person that happened that was highly improbable, or it's something that you're going to produce in the future. One that I was looking over various things, and this one jumped out at me. How probable, as good as these guys are, the great Melinda and all, the last time we talked about him, we had somebody call in who was down there when he did that. But that pales in comparison to the guy who walked for an hour between the Twin Towers. And on a slightly windy day, it's hard to believe when you look at the wind, given it was a rogue operation. In other words, usually when you do these acts, you got to remember, they do it in advance. They're looking at everything. Everybody helps them. They don't want an accident. These were guys who snuck into the towers and strung that across the Twin Towers. I would say that's highly improbable.
I would throw this out there, though, because there's this YouTuber who's absolutely despised named Vitaly, who was one of the people that really started with the pranks and not wanting people involved. And he, a couple years ago, scaled the Great Pyramids of Giza while being chased by Egyptian police. So similarly to setting up a wire between the Twin Towers, it did kind of happen again. What's more impressive, scaling the Great Pyramids or walking across the Twin Towers like that?
The Twin Towers, when you're that high up, God knows the wind, God knows the other distractions. There were 100,000 people in the street, and he did it for an hour, I believe.
So and you got the bouncing of the wire, too.
I don't know how that it happened. We have a documentary on it. I don't know how you don't fall. I don't care how good you are. That length of time, that high, that wind, and the rogue operation part of it, you know, the head guy, he had to be nervous. He doesn't have experts.
Yeah.
With the wire he's using, he just said guys he worked with, and they're reassuring him and all. But it's not like you can, oh, no, it's too windy at this point. We're coming down. I just can't believe it, and I've seen it several times. All right, what's yours, Dan?
So we're talking improbable, not impossible?
Yes.
This might be impossible. It's stealing from you, I hate to say, but I thought this would be your answer.
Yeah.
A Republican mayor in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think that's impossible.
Do you?
That's
what I mean.
Highly improbable, though.
Fine. Well, something that's highly improbable, Dom, navigating in your vehicle from South Philadelphia stadiums to Brewery Town with no frustration.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. That would be. But back to the Republican mayor. What would it take for that to happen? I just don't know. You know, I just think Philadelphia is just baked from the time they're born to vote for Democrats. It's a sickness that you just can't get over. I mean, there have been several good Republicans, pretty close stuff, against a really bad Democrat, and they still didn't win in the end. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, something improbable but not impossible. I got two here. The first one is going to be Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak.
Right, exactly.
You'd think someone would come, you know, relatively close to that in our
44,
lifetimes.
44, I think, is the...
The one, in terms of my lifetime, though, the closest anyone's ever been is Phillies legend Jimmy Rollins with his 38-game hitting streak. He's the most this century. And then the other one, it's something that hasn't happened yet, but based on the way human history has gone, why not? They said, you know, no one ever run a 5-minute mile. They'd say no one ever run a 4-minute mile. Yet they ran those. They run those things now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say someone can't run a 3-minute mile, sub-3-minute mile? And I only say that because this past week, the indoor mile record was broken not once, but twice.
Villanova guy did something,
Yeah. The times of...
And what was the time?
The first one was 3:46:63, and then the beat time that beat that was 3:45:14.
It just seems, though, there is a critical getting down to 3 minutes. Without something artificial, without a human machine, something like that, I'd have to say that's impossible. I don't know what kind of evolution would happen. Incrementally, you do better, but it would take those last 20 or 30 seconds. It's too much distance to cover. I don't know what it would be that would change that.
And I'm sure there was a guy before they broke the 4-minute mile said the same exact thing you're saying right now.
Well,
run, Forrest, run!
I think there becomes a point, though, where it becomes too staggering without something we can't even imagine. That's not human. All right, 855-839-1210. So that's a good one. We've never done this before. Thanks to Scott Presler. Did Ukraine start the war, really? I mean, can't we just admit, all right, you got to deal with Putin. I understand that, by the way, too. Do you really think that Putin is someone you can flatter, do all those things with Putin? Because I don't. Now, if you want to do it, okay, knock yourself out. I get it. It's all part of the game. I don't think in any way, shape, or form you're flattering Putin. Putin is just a maniacal killer. That's all that he is. You got to face reality in the world. That's what he is at every level, at every time, at every second. You know it, and I know it. There are people in the world like this. He's particularly fanatical. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in right now on Talk Radio 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Something improbable, maybe very improbable, maybe it's happened, maybe you think it could happen. Outside the box, that's where we are today. All right, Dan, you told me we had a question that involved the whole situation with the voter registration.
Yeah, so yesterday during Pressler's interview, we have so many people that are proud of the voter numbers, the registration numbers of Republicans here in Pennsylvania, that a question came in tied to the Larry Krasner situation, that if you're a Republican here in Philadelphia and you recognize the danger that comes with Krasner, would you, Dom Giordano, suggest a Philadelphian switch their registration to Democrat to vote in the Democratic primary against Larry Krasner, even though that would bring the numbers down temporarily for registrations in Pennsylvania?
This is going to take the wisdom of Solomon. No, maybe the wisdom of Saul, not Solomon here. This is a relatively easy one. I'd say yes. Whatever you have to do to defeat Krasner, that's the way to go. And there's only one way to defeat him. And here's the evidence. You only can defeat him in the Democrat primary. Well, I can't vote for a Democrat. Good. Well, then we'll keep up with Larry Krasner, okay? Because I think the judge is relatively moderate and would be a decent DA, a lot better than Larry Krasner. Now, evidence of this is how bad the Republican Party is. And somebody tell me something. In Washington, maybe they'll get around to it. What do I have to do to instruct the Trump administration? I mean, they're firing all kinds of IGs and ABCs and all this, and correctly. They just removed all the U.S. attorneys across the country from the Biden U.S. attorneys, and that's a good move. That's what has to be done. How is it that either at the state level, I should have asked that. Let's get Greg Rothman back on. I got a couple of other questions for him. When are we going to move Vince Fenerty and the Bridesburg boys, who seem to do their running the Republican Party in tap rooms across Northeast Philadelphia. That's their headquarters. Hey, what tap room's Vince in tonight? Vince, will do the show from your tap room. You can come on and tell me what you're doing. In other words, why don't they remove these people from leading the Republican Party? I can't understand it. And you know it has a bad effect statewide elections, and it certainly has a bad effect in Philadelphia. There's no way that that crowd is going to beat Larry Krasner with whoever the Republican candidate is. It could be, and I don't want to be sacrilegious and say some biblical figure, and you're not going to beat Larry Krasner in Philadelphia with that Republican. So there's only one way to beat him, in the Democratic primary. So I would say, yes, it's worth it. Change your registration if you can vote in Philadelphia so that you can vote in the primary and vote for the judge. I stick by that. Scott Presler will still figure out a way to flip Pennsylvania. He's at it. And I love the significance of Pennsylvania on paper being red. That would make national news. And nobody is a bigger booster of Scott than I am. I mean, that's why we have him on every week. He's unbelievable. But yeah, would you consider doing that if you were in Philadelphia? In other words, this is all hands on deck. This is the only shot to win. I think the judge has better than a reasonable shot. That's why Krasner saying all that crazy stuff yesterday, even more than usual. Absolutely. Whatever it takes legally to defeat Larry Krasner. You know, we just had 4-day anniversary of Rush passing. And I was just thinking when Dan asked me that question, when Rush did that with Hillary versus Obama, that type of approach, that's what you have to do. I mean, you can just re-register once it's over in May. And turn back, and then suddenly Scott can say, oh, my God, 50,000 more this week. Republicans are back in the fold. You're an adult. You can do that. So if you're in Philadelphia, would you consider doing that? You say, no, I can't do that. Okay. Tell me who the Republicans are going to put up. Are they going to grab some guy? Yo, Borowski, get over here. Would you like to run for DA? We'll give you a shot and a beer here in Bridesburg. Okay, I'll run.
I mean, if it comes with a shot and a beer.
There you go. I mean, who are they having to beat Larry Krasner in that situation? So, yeah, the answer is yes. Okay. How did Ukraine start the war? We got a lot more information now. I played you that poll in CNN. I think it's accurate. That's how Americans feel, and they're correct. We've done what we can do here. It's time. It's been way past time to try to stop this carnage, come away with something that this doesn't happen again. You had a combination of a guy, even on his best day, who was an imbecile over his whole life. And given where he was when he became president, he was a lot worse than that. And then you had just as bloodthirsty of a killer as you can imagine, ready to take advantage of that. Ukraine didn't do anything here with Russia. Are you kidding me? It's shocking that we've come to a bit of a stalemate here. Given the power of Russia, or does it show maybe their power is not what we thought? All right, let's go to Brian in Pottstown. Brian, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
That's okay. Thanks, Dom. I'm really upset about the president's take on the Ukraine war and the causes of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been a supporter of it since 2016. I'm pretty much in lockstep with everything. I appreciate his ability to look outside the box, you know, and come up with fresh ideas, but it seems really myopic to me to believe that Russia was on the defensive in that.
Yeah, that just plays into the whole narrative that Putin wants to put out there. He's threatened. It's like the Nazis of old and all. And look, the American people, Brian, are getting it about Zelensky, the baggage, the corruption in the country. But they didn't start this war.
Yeah, I keep hearing reports of corruption. Can you give me specific examples?
Well, okay, just the other day, Zelensky, an interview, I'd say it was about a week ago, said out of the, he had a figure of $177 billion they've gotten. He only knew about $100 billion of it. He didn't know about the rest of it, where it went.
Okay, so that points to the fact that there's corruption in Ukraine, but not necessarily that Zelensky's corrupt.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would say this guy is not George Washington. You can make an argument that he's got to keep the country together. He's repressive, et cetera, around that. I hear that. He's not the target here. The target is to try to figure out in the real world, how do we stop this and at least give the Ukrainians some of the land they had, et cetera. That's all that's important. We don't do it by listening to Putin, that he didn't want to do anything. He had to.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, that in the Budapest Memorandum, the U.S. and Russia agreed not to violate Ukraine's territory.
Right.
And since then, Russia has invaded them twice.
Right. They're going to do it again if they don't have some leverage over them. Thank you, Brian. Look, particularly Trump supporters got to say, all right, come on. You know, we're not going to go down this path that suddenly you make yourself look foolish that Ukraine started the war here. Under what pretense? Under what goal? That's ludicrous. This is the type of just nonsense that Putin puts out. Is Putin on the ropes in Russia? I would say no. At one point, it looked as if we even had the one guy who mysteriously died in an air crash, seemingly threatening his reign. Doesn't appear to be that way in the last 6 months or a year, though, that we've seen anything that would indicate that. So you got to deal with him. I get that. That doesn't mean you can flatter this guy. You can play with him. All right. If that's what you want to do, but you're kidding yourself with him. You know what he is. Look at the evidence. And with Zelensky, there are, I just gave you one today, this story of how much USAID put in propaganda of these alleged independent media outlets. They weren't. We were funding them for Ukrainian propaganda. We talked during this about the Ukrainian Nazi brigades during World War II. I get some of this. But, you know, when we come back to the real world, you got to look at Putin. And maybe it's not the job of a president, but it's a job of others, particularly in the media, to say what he is. Just a killer. Methodical, maniacal, KGB killer. That's it. And there's no placating. He only understands one thing. Is the damage that you would cause him greater than the risk he'll take in doing whatever he wants to do? Oh, my God. I actually have somebody coming up. All right. That wants to tell us how Ukraine started this war with poor little Russia. Well, let me take Stephen here in Mount Laurel. I think he's got a real good one to kick us off. Improbable? Hey, Stephen, what's yours?
Good afternoon, and aloha to you. And
aloha, Stephen. Thank you.
My improbable is, but I'd like to see it, is putting a dome on Lincoln Field so that the Eagles could host the Super Bowl.
Oh, so what about the rest of the year, though? Do you like watching football in a dome?
Well, you could put a retractable dome up there. Some stadiums have that.
Yeah, but when it's retractable, though, it's still... Come on, now, let's stop fooling Dom here. That's still a dome. Come on.
Well, that's one way the Eagles, I think, are only going to get to the Super Bowl. They'll always say...
Yeah,
oh,
but, real football fans, I'm thinking 75 to 80% of Eagles fans... They are so against, they're almost as much against this as passing the ball too much. Really? I mean, they want what they got this year. That's what they love. All right, Stephen, that's a good one, though. That's a really good one. So if it's a retractable dome, it's not a dome. We're just going to get rid of the other part in there, dome. I think we'll have not real grass or anything like that or whatever.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's an even worse thing.
Right. Yeah, well, and it'll have all the accoutrements of a... I'm not saying it should be like Franklin Field. It was brutal to sit out there in a game. Or where Dan and I were doing the commentary last week at the Art Museum. Oh, my God. But when you get into watching it, it's a dome. Does that fit with the Philadelphia fans? I don't... They're not that type of fan. They want it to be cold and miserable. I know Correct. How noisy it might be for a home field advantage, but I don't think people... I don't know if WIP, they voted, would you want a dome or not? I don't see it passing, though. Okay. Coming up, somebody, Bruce, we haven't heard from in quite a while. So Ukraine did start the war. That's interesting. I got Putin all wrong here. Putin was just defending himself. Come on. It was Biden, what he is, and it was Putin with what he is. And that's why we got this mess. It wouldn't happen with other presidents. Probably. I don't know. With Obama, maybe. With Biden, definitely, though. Just had to happen. It's like an equation. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. More coming up. Hey, time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for Dom listeners. All you have to do is use the listener code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, when placing your order. Call them today, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Don't forget, use that code OMEGA50. You buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s, you get a second bottle free. Again, just use that code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart, support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. So, not sure about President Trump, but Elon Musk on Twitter and other spots talking about let's send Americans a $5,000 refund check based upon the savings from what they're uncovering. Now, has that money actually been recaptured is up in the air. But I'm all on board with that for several reasons. One, it'd be good for Americans. It'd be good for the economy. It would be just. It would be moral. Yet, when I said it yesterday, got several emails. No, that's just more corruption. No, rather than just saying we're saving money, give it back. It was money that was stolen, essentially. So, yeah, $5,000 to each American citizen. Yeah, well, some people are going, okay, we know all that. Then they're going to go to jail. Got to set up a better system if they're fooling around with that fraud, etc. Give Americans $5,000 back out of this. That's the figure he set. I don't know his calculation. That's the figure he set. You want to make it more or less, that's okay. But that's the way to go with this. All right, 855-839-1210 is where we are. And Ukraine back in the news again. I told you the poll that indicates how down Americans are on this at this point, and you can understand why. But playing the narrative that somehow or another, this isn't very clear. The weakness of Biden, setting lines that he couldn't follow through, and just the sheer, unbridled, murderous Putin. That's all that you need. You put those two elements together, that's what you're going to get. All right, Bruce is in Hatboro and Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, historically, you have to understand a couple of things. For a long, long time, the Asimov group.
Well, wait a minute. Before we go down that path, just for we know that we've talked about that, Bruce. That doesn't mean that Putin gets to that does not mean Putin gets to invade your country, does it?
I know that we went in to protect the Russian, but then the Russian province, they were all Russian speaking people. I know that as a fact because my daughter-in-law's family is from there. Anyway, they had the meeting with Erdogan in Turkey. And all Putin asked for was, do not join NATO and we'll pull back out of all the provinces. That was partially in the agreement until our government sent Boris Johnson from England to nix the deal, promising Zelensky, because of the military complex, all his backing and all his money and all his nonsense.
Well, wait a minute, though. It wouldn't matter. Okay. What is Putin? Bruce, what is Putin?
What?
What is Putin?
Putin's the president of Russia.
No, he's just a murderous, worthless human being, probably arguably in the top five in recent history, right?
Oh, okay. You want to go down that route? It was a war, just like Israel's in a war.
Let's bring up the Jews. Hey, Bruce, right? Let's bring up the Jews.
Up the Jews.
Oh, you are bringing up the Jews, buddy. Yeah.
What, the Israelis? Israelis, yes. Now we're condemning them as Jews. Okay. All right,
well, they are Jewish. We all know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But if Zelensky didn't get out and cancel that deal and would not promise not to join NATO, that would have been the end of it.
All right, thank you, Bruce. All right, so that's the argument. So they then did make, Putin had to do it. Putin had to come across that line and attack them. Why didn't he do it when Trump was in office again? We've been through that, right? We know why he didn't do it when Trump was in office. And the reason was the consequence that he faced, or what he believed he would face, that he did not face with Biden. Oh, my goodness. You know, the spinning of this. Let's get it right here as we move forward to try to get this settled. That yes, we've done what we could for them. And there's a lot of corruption there. There's a lot of different things with Zelensky that you have to look at during this period of time. But you have to be sober about this and not say, well, he's just the head of state like anyone else. No, he is KGB,
killer up and down the line. All right? And trying to masquerade that. Almost we get close. What about American presidents? Really? We're going to go there? All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Come on, hit me with something improbable. Something improbable is what we're looking for here. The dome on the stadium, that was a good one. I don't think it'll happen. It's not impossible, though. It's not wildly improbable. I wouldn't say it's probable, though. So it's a good one. It could be in any walk of life, any way, shape, or form. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat on Talk Radio 1210.
All right,
welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Ukraine, very much top of mind here. And the idea that, Ukraine started this war, despite all the baggage, all that we've endured dealing with this and trying to settle it, is ludicrous. Side question, something improbable. And that was a great question. Would you change your voter registration in Philadelphia? Yeah, despite the urge to say Pennsylvania's red, you can vote in the DA's race, which is huge. And after what we played with Krasner yesterday, he's even more remarkably insufferable than almost anything we've ever seen. He's right up there. He's a national figure when it comes to stuff like this. All right, let's go to Christian in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Christian.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call. On the subject of Ukraine and Russia, people need to stop pretending like there's a good guy leadership and a bad guy leadership with this crew. Prior to the war, Ukraine was well known to be one of the most corrupt nations on the planet. And because they got invaded by, frankly, a murderer, as you put it, and that's true, somehow they're above reproach of being the corrupt element that they always were. Right now, we're just throwing good money after bad money.
No. It's not about that, though. I agree. It's just about, though, should we go around saying they started the war? They are corrupt, no doubt. We know that.
No, but kind of at the same point in time, I'm not sure that it really matters who started it with us. This isn't our circus. These aren't our clowns. We're not doing anything good. We're trying to smother a fire with gasoline. It's profitable to be at war for these people. They're skimming things off the top. They're selling the resources that we're sending to them. So stop feeding the fire, and it will go away. What they do afterwards, it's not really up to us, and it's going to change a couple more times in our lifetime anyway. I'm not really sure what we're doing and what we even think we're doing.
Well, I think our impulse was, look, they were invaded. They're a sovereign nation. We want to try to have a firewall. They're not in NATO, but we don't want Putin to feel, what, the Estonia, Latvias of the world and all that. We don't want to get into that. So we did something. The way to stop him is before he invades, and that's why he didn't do it when Trump was president. The only point I'm making is, though, when you have President Trump saying that they started the war, then that's not helpful. That's why we're talking about it.
I would agree. I don't know the full history of how they did or did not. I don't claim to understand. I'm not an expert. I'm sure people have whole doctorates on how
all that works.
But the idea that we're doing any good, I kind of reject that outright. We tend to have a tendency to equate the underdog with the good guy, and that's a false narrative. We do it all the time, and it's not working.
Thanks, Christian. I would agree with a lot of that. They're not the good guy. I'm not saying, I said, the baggage they have. It's more about curtailing Putin. And the original sin is having Biden as president. We know that. That's more the point. I mean, I just couldn't believe that yesterday President Trump goes down this path of starting the war, creating the war. And that gets into the future of dealing with Putin. And look, I'll confess, I just see every opportunity. It's not in me to be able to play games with a guy like Putin, other than that Putin recognizes he has the weaker hand here. He's the enemy. He is the enemy. Not as much as China. That's the enemy beyond. And we know that. We're going to deal with him. Doesn't mean in a hostile manner, but it means creating enough doubt in his mind that he doesn't want to test us. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210 coming up. Redfield, I think we had him on the show once. Yeah, we did, during COVID. Good guy, and I think he's been solid on COVID. He makes a really good point about RFK Jr. and chronic disease and COVID. I'll play that for you. But then, yesterday, RFK Jr. wants to re-examine why we have so many cases of autism. Well, I'll give you my theory. And do we really have to relitigate this about autism? It's interesting academically, but what are we going to find in the end? I'll tell you what I think. All right, all straight ahead. Come on, hit us with something that's improbable. The dome thing is pretty good. I see another one coming up that's very good. Think a little bit outside the box and you'll come up with something to get in the game here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.